ABC Radio Australia.
The fixture for the 2023 OFC Champions League is all but cemented, with the top seven Pacific clubs securing their place at the upcoming tournament. Vanuatu champion Ifira Blackbird was among the standouts of the qualifying rounds after securing their first ever spot in that tournament. But it's not the only big news to come out of Pacific football, with high-level talks between OFC and FIFA looking at the potential of a new professional competition. Jordan Fennell with more.
The Gamifeni tussles and beating over the ball, and it's only Harrison Mala to guide it, and he scores, and it's a good goal as well.
It was this strike by Harrison Mala that would prove the winner for the Solomon Warriors in the second leg of the OFC Champion Playoffs. The 2-1 victory over COSA secured the Warriors a ticket in the upcoming OFC Champions League tournament, a highlight for former player and now team coach Franco Neer.
I was pretty amazed by the boys. This is my first season with the boys, and we won the TSL League back in the year in Solomon Islands. And now we are qualified for the championship. Well, yeah, it's a great achievement for me as a coach.
The Warriors are one of seven Pacific clubs to qualify for the tournament, which will take place in May this year. They include Tiga Sport of New Caledonia, Pire of Tahiti, Hakata United from PNG, Suva FC, and Vanuatu champions Ifira Blackbird, who have qualified for the first time ever. The eighth and final spot will either go to Wellington Olympic or Auckland City, who will face off in the New Zealand playoff later this year. Neer says it's a relief to be back in the Champions League after failing to qualify last year.
We won the league, and we have to go through the process of the qualified playoff. And now we're calling back. A year ago, we lost to Central Coast. So now we managed to win it back.
The Champions League qualifications come as FIFA and the Oceania Football Confederation talk about setting up an OFC professional league. OFC President Lambert Moltok says they hope to launch the new league within 2 years.
We have done the feasibility study of this project for 4 years now. So we have come to the finalization of the project, and in Qatar we have approved it. And now we put a roadmap how to kick off by 2025. And what we have last week in our meeting, we set up 682 steps to go through before we kick off the project in 2025. What we want to do now is the missing component is the financial aspect of it. And this is where we want to come to FIFA and see how we can collaborate in this project to get off the ground. We would like, you know, to accompany us first in the first year, second year, and this year, while we're trying to explore where market avenue is to support this project after 3, 4, 5 years down the line.
The meeting followed a new plan from FIFA to overhaul the Club World Cup by 2025. The new format will expand the competition to 32 teams, one of which will come from Oceania. Moltok believes a professional competition could pave the way for more clubs from our region to qualify for the tournament.
What I believe is that the professional league is the main driver project for whole Oceania. At the moment, with the level, club level, we only have one spot in the next revamped Club World Cup. But we believe if we start to put that in place, to prove that on the field of play that, you know, we still need another spot for Oceania. And this is what I'm working for, to try to make Oceania have another two spot with this new platform more professionally.
Moltok says the lack of a professional league is preventing Oceania from being competitive at an international level.
A country like New Caledonia, we produce a lot of good players, and one of us has been champions in the World Cup with France. So the potential in Oceania is huge, but it's very little untapped. We believe that with that competition, there will be more window, showcase about our potential players, and there will be chance that they can join other professional clubs. And so this is why my ambition, though I was always dream for it, is to create this Ocean Confederation, become the last professional confederation among the six confederations.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. Let's wait to see if that one gets up. That was OFC President Lambert Moltok, ending that report by Jordan Fennell.